بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واستغفر لذنبك وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات. In this ayat al-kareema, which is the last chapter, second last chapter of this kitab, that Allah Ta'ala commands Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that seek forgiveness of your shortcomings. وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, and for the believing man and believing woman as well. So in this ayat, where Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also firstly commanded to seek forgiveness, na'udhu billah, this is of course not from any sin or wrongdoing. Our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and every Nabi of Allah Ta'ala are completely free from any sin. They have not, Allah protected them, and they did not commit any sin whatsoever. But this is like an introduction. The real is to seek forgiveness for the believers and believing men and believing women. And this is like an introduction that you also be pure and clean. Of course, we know that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to the highest standard, pure and clean. But as a person progresses in spirituality also, in every aspect, then we should try and examine ourselves also. Like for example, with sincerity. A person feels that I am sincere, he abides by it, but as Allah gives him progress, he will realize that no, I was not sincere. And now he thinks I'm sincere, and this carries on. In the same way, or more practical example, was our namaz, for example. We perform our namaz, we are satisfied, I've tried my best, I did a good namaz, but as Allah blesses us with a better namaz, we start making tawbah on the previous namaz. That namaz of mine, may Allah forgive. I thought I was making a good namaz, but it was not so. Same way, our character, with our families, etc. We might think that we are relating with them in a good way. But as Allah gives us tawfiq to understand, we gain more knowledge also, we see the lives of other righteous people, then we realize I wasn't really good, I thought I was good. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah gave him continuous elevation. So one aspect was that looking back, then Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam used to also ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. The other is that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is infinite. In everything of Allah Ta'ala, Allah is unlimited. And we are limited in everything of ours. So a limited thing can never ever fulfill the rights of an unlimited being. So we can never fulfill the rights of Allah Ta'ala. So the reality is that really whatever we are, we have to keep on seeking forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala first commanded Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that you seek for forgiveness. And of course we reiterate that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, every Nabi was completely free of every sin. And seek forgiveness for the believing man and believing woman also. From here also we learn that we should also seek forgiveness for all those who are under us. Our children, for example, a ustad for his students, for example, a sheikh for his murids, for example, we should also seek forgiveness for them. And whatever has to be done with regard to the correction of those wrong things which we are doing, it is not only that we seek forgiveness, but that we also at the same time seek Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we beseech him that we become aware and remove those wrong things. One is to ask for forgiveness, but we are still in sin, though at that time we come out of it. But more important is to come out of the sin. That is very, very important. And all of us have to think which type of sin we might be involved in, and we must come out of that sin and ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى, in another ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَاسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is undoubtedly oft forgiving, most merciful. Yeah, again Allah Ta'ala is commanding directly Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you seek forgiveness. So this should emphasize more upon our minds, where are we? We are nothing, nothing whatsoever. Where is Allah's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? So how much mustn't we be asking for forgiveness? Every step of ours we are making mistakes. our ibadat is full of mistakes also. Even everything of ours. So we have to ask Allah Ta'ala for a lot of forgiveness. And Allah has promised immediately after that, that Allah is ghafura. That is oft forgiving. No matter how many times a person commits a sin, we can get tired of sinning. Allah does not get tired of forgiving. We with those who are under us, for example, we will tell them, how much must I forgive you? How many times you are doing this wrong? How much must I forgive you? And Allah Ta'ala, whenever we seek forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala forgives. And Allah Ta'ala is so gracious, so kind, so merciful. Not only that Allah forgives, after that Allah says, He is Rahima. He is most compassionate, most kind, most merciful. One is because Allah is so kind, compassionate and merciful, therefore He forgives so much. The other explanation is that when Allah forgives, He does not only forgives, but then He gives you so much from His side again. In this world, if a person, somebody forgives him, that is all he does, forgives him. But when Allah forgives, Allah showers His favors upon him after that. And if we just have to imagine, we did wrong, we are doing wrong, and we asked forgiveness, Allah forgave us. And on top of that, Allah showers His great, great mercies upon us. We should be making regularly a lot of istighfar. We commit so many sins, and really if we see, we hardly ask for forgiveness. And the words of forgiveness also, and inside us, we should have that also, that I'm weak, I'm sinful, I'm bad. Oh Allah, please forgive me. And we must make shukr that we got a Rabb and a Allah who is ready to forgive us whenever we turn to Him. May Allah bless us with this great quality of istighfar and tawbah.